WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer and self-love advocate. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like a hamster on a wheel, constantly going but never actually getting anywhere. Yet me too. And I know I'm not alone in that feeling. Life these days is just a lot. Deadlines, family, errands, social commitments, it can all pile up faster than dirty laundry. But here is the thing. You can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's the foundation for everything else in your life, your relationships, your work, even your ability to conquer that mountain of laundry. So, buckle up, because today we're diving into some seriously potent self-care hacks to help you prioritize yourself when life gets crazy. First things first, let's be real. Prioritizing yourself is hard. Like, really hard. It can feel like a luxury when your to-do list is longer than your arm. But here's the truth, neglecting your well-being isn't going to make that list magically disappear. It's actually going to make it bigger. You know what I mean? That feeling of being completely overwhelmed, stressed out, and just burnt out. That's a major productivity killer. So how do we break the cycle? How do we make self-care a non-negotiable part of our lives even when things are hectic? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Reframe your thinking. Instead of seeing self-care as an extra or something you only have time for on weekends, think of it as essential maintenance. It's like taking your car in for an oil change. You don't wait until it breaks down. Just like a well-maintained car runs smoother and longer, you operate at your best when you prioritize self-care. 2. Start small. You don't have to become a yoga guru overnight or go on a silent retreat every week. Small acts of self-love can make a huge difference. A 10-minute walk in nature, a relaxing bath with essential oils, reading a few chapters of your favorite book, these seemingly simple things can recharge you and bring back that spark. 3. Listen to your body. This one's crucial. Pay attention to those signals your body is sending you. Are you constantly tired? Feeling overwhelmed or anxious? These are signs that your well-being needs a boost. Don't ignore them. 4. Schedule it in. Yes, really. Treat self-care appointments like any other important meeting on your calendar. Block out time for activities you enjoy, whether it's painting, dancing, listening to music, or simply taking a nap. When it's on the schedule, you're more likely to stick to it. 5. Say no more often. This is a tough one, I know. But learning to say no to things that drain your energy and time is essential for making space for self-care. It doesn't have to be dramatic. A simple, I appreciate the invite, but I'm going to pass this time, can work wonders. Remember that time you were trying to get everything done before a big presentation at work? You stayed up late, skipped lunch, and basically ran on caffeine fumes. How did you feel? Probably exhausted, stressed, and maybe even a little bit grumpy. You probably also didn't do your best work. That's because when we neglect our well-being, it shows in everything we do, our productivity, creativity, and even our relationships. So here's the takeaway. Prioritizing self-care isn't about being selfish, it's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Reframe your thinking, start small, listen to your body, schedule it in, and say no more often. These simple yet powerful strategies can make a world of difference when it comes to managing stress, boosting productivity, and living a happier, more fulfilling life. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by identifying one thing you can do today to prioritize yourself. Maybe it's taking a 10-minute walk, enjoying a cup of tea in silence, or setting aside some time for a hobby you love. Whatever it is, make it happen. And don't forget to share your self-care wins with me. I love hearing how you're rocking this self-love journey. Until next time, stay fired up and remember, you deserve to feel good.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.